Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, little Aerosmith bringing us back. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Randy Nelson is our guest, our new friend, soon to be old friend. He's got a lot more to teach us. He's the author of The Second Decision, The Qualified Entrepreneur by Randy H. Nelson. GoldDolphins.com, is that the website, Randy?
It's just RandyHNelson.com.
All right, RandyHNelson.com, and they can find your book there and everything, right?
You bet.
So check all that out, folks. The book's available wherever books are sold. Okay, we talked about the first and the second decision in the previous segment, and but the other part of your book is about becoming qualified, getting qualled, right? Like we used to qual in weaponry and things like that, in different tasks in the military. So when you qual an entrepreneur, what does that look like, Randy?
So I actually created the Entrepreneur Qual Card, mirrored what the concept I did in the Navy, and I built it around what are the typical reasons why my small businesses fail. I'll give you a couple of examples. Cash. We all know we need cash. It's been estimated between 60 to 90% of businesses fail because of lack of cash.
They don't understand the relationship between growth and capital, do they?
Absolutely.
They never mind failing yourself out of business with no customers, not enough cash. They can't imagine that you can succeed yourself out of business.
They can't, and you know the true and sad fact is I was an accounting major in college, so I'm a sound financial person. I had the discipline in the military, but I still made a lot of these mistakes the hard way, and as an entrepreneur. And one example of what I want somebody on that qual card to be able to prove to me that they know is I ask them to tell me what their bank balance is 6 months from today.
Mm-hmm.
If they can do that, they understand the trend of cash, not just whether I have cash today.
And Randy, I'm a little tougher. I want them to tell me 6 months and 12 months.
And 12 is even greater. As long as you go six.
Yeah. Because if you don't know that, you're flying, you're going blind down a one-way street in the middle of the night with no lights on, the wrong way.
Well, entrepreneurs tend to be very, very optimistic people.
Pathologically optimistic.
We're going to continue to make growth decisions. We love to hire people. We love to think the best is going to happen. And the fact is a lot of growth companies go out of business because they just simply extend themselves too much, and the bank won't give them any more money. And what I'm trying to do in this book is not give a bunch of theory. It's a bunch of, these are the things that if you qualify and you know these basic things, you can prevent yourself from becoming a statistic. I think they're just like running a submarine. I think they're the very basics everybody needs to know to run their own business.
Cash is no longer king. It's the emperor today, isn't it, Randy?
It is, and I put in my book 6 month cash is the new king.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Yeah. And folks, you've heard Randy. One of the things I talk about on my show all the time is a 12 month cash flow spreadsheet, 12 month projection, an electronic projection that shows you can go to your banker and say, all right, look, I'm going to be low on cash in 8 and 9 months from now. And this is how I'm going to pay you back. I mean, that's how you do it, isn't it?
And they love to know that.
They love it.
Because if they think you have a handle on your business, the other aspect I add to 6 month cash is I also ask the entrepreneur to make sure they know what their covenants are going to be. So all their ratios are plotted out 6 months. Because that's what the bank is concerned with.
Right. But your quick ratio and all those ratios that they're going to want to see. And you got to be able to do that. But you know, Randy, one of the concerns that I have that I'm hoping your book and the work you're doing is going to continue to help, because I sure have been fighting this, and that is getting small business owners just to produce regular financial statements. You know, you can't calculate days receivable and days payable, which is critical to this projection we're talking about. You can't create that if you don't have a balance sheet.
Right.
And an operating statement.
Yeah, I think a couple mistakes that are made is just what you outlined, is that they don't produce them. The other mistake that I see from maybe bigger, smaller businesses is that the entrepreneur in charge completely outsources it to their controller, their financial manager, and says, you look at all this stuff, I'm just going to make the growth decision. And they can't do that.
I have someone else who does my bookkeeping and does my accounting, but I manage my cash. I myself know where my business's cash is going to be in 3, 6, 9 months. What do you think?
I think every entrepreneur needs to do exactly what you just said. Another example on that qual card that I do, I know with each of my clients that I work with now, when I go into a new client, the first thing I do is I baseline their business for the last 3 years. I take all their income statement items, I put the numbers of what they spent in those categories, and eventually come up with a report that shows the percentage of what they spent on every dollar on every expense.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers are there for entrepreneurs.
And
these are not, I have proven time and time and time again, and I want people, when they read the book, this is not difficult. Have somebody else prepare the spreadsheet, but once you get it, you can make great decisions.
The book is called The Second Decision by Randy H. Nelson. Randy, come back soon and talk to us some more about this. See you next time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.